It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. It's been a few months since the city of Detroit and the state entered into a consent agreement aimed at stabilizing the city's finances. Since then, the Financial Advisory Board has been formed, but there have been a few hiccups in the city's progress, including a lawsuit brought by the city's Corporation Council. It challenged the validity of the consent agreement. Stephen Henderson is editorial page editor for the Free Press and host of American Black Journal. He joins us now. Stephen, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So it's been a few months, like we said, since the agreement took effect. Do you have a sense of whether progress is being made towards stabilizing the city?
A little bit of progress has been made. I mean, we got some of the money that the state promised to extend to us to keep the city from going bankrupt. And they sold about $80 million worth of bonds in the spring to do that. The second part of that funding, though, has been held up by this dispute about the city's Corporation Council and whether she can sue to stop the consent agreement from taking place. So that's at least a little bit on hold right now. But, of course, we've gotten some good news recently because the fiscal year changed over here in Detroit over the weekend. July 1st was the beginning of our first fiscal year. And so the city's a little bit cash rich right now, even though we still have a structural deficit. So I think the emergency part of this might be subsiding, but we still have real big questions about how we'll manage going forward.
You mentioned the lawsuit brought forward by Crystal Crittenden, the city's Corporation Council, challenging the consent agreement's validity. And there was pushback from Mayor Bing and the Snyder administration that included the threat that $28 million in revenue sharing would be withheld from the city. When will there be resolution on that?
You know, I don't know. That's a big problem because, she asserts that she can, on her own, without the support of the mayor, challenge this agreement. Most lawyers and most judges, in fact, that I've talked to say that there's no way she should be able to do that. But we have a city charter that doesn't make that terribly clear. And so really to solve that problem, we've got to get back into the charter and amend it. Of course, it would all go away if she would just sort of relent and say it's not worth holding up the city's entire existence over this question. But she's been unable or unwilling to do that so far.
Is she acting in a vacuum, Stephen, or does she have the support of certain city council members?
Well, I think there are some city council members, goading her on here, some who signed the consent agreement and I think are getting, crushed with phone calls and complaints daily about it, some who opposed the consent agreement. So she's got a little bit of support. But council hasn't taken a vote to say yes or no on this thing, which would be the formal way they would pass judgment on it. And so, really, she's a lone actor. I mean, she's sort of a rogue lawyer. The mayor wants her fired and can't do it without the support of council, so he stuck with her.
As you know, there's an effort to place a referendum on Public Act 4, that's the emergency manager law, on the November ballot. Could that have any impact on the consent agreement?
Well, it could, because there are some provisions of the consent agreement that rely on Public Act 4. There are also provisions of the agreement that rely on other parts of state statute, though, and so it's really unclear, what would happen. How would the agreement be affected? Would it be suspended? Would parts of it be suspended? We just don't have an answer to that right now.
In other areas of the consent agreement and in moving the city forward, is leadership coming together? There have been divisions between the city council and the mayor and the city council members themselves and
sure.
Between the city council and the state.
Yeah.
Is that starting to dissipate at all?
It's not. And I think one of my chief worries is that what they put down on paper in that consent agreement looked like a roadmap out of our fiscal nightmare here. But you gotta execute, right? And my fear is that the squabbling between all of the different parties who have a hand in this is preventing us from executing any of it. You know, there are some big picture things that need to be done in that consent agreement to restructure city government to help us live within our means. And if we can't agree on, the most basic stuff, we'll never get to the big things. And so I think all of us are sort of sitting here holding our breaths, waiting for that sort of watershed moment when everybody decides, all right, let's just work the plan and put all of our differences aside.
Stephen Henderson is the editorial page editor for the Free Press and host of American Black Journal. Stephen, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.